It is the pink after Liverpool have gone to Manchester United and drawn 1-1. There's a lot of footballers to criticise. There's a lot to get stuck into. There's a lot to say that before the game, I don't think anyone would have took a draw at Old Trafford. It's Neil Atkinson, by the way. I've got Paul Senior and Rob Gutman with me. That is the case. No one would have took that, Rob. But that's what we've got. And the manner of the way in which it ends up, it's a slightly satisfying draw, but it is simultaneously also 2 points dropped against a poor side.
I'm still living in the last 15 minutes world, Neil, where I'm satisfied. And things that the thing that people won't appreciate sometimes watching on telly or far, far away that you can only really appreciate in the ground is when you're playing a really nasty, dirty rival like the filth that Man United are, and they're crowing and they're about to celebrate beating you and they're taking time to get players off the pitch and they're all giving you the V's and all the nastiness, just to avoid giving them the satisfaction of winning is no small thing. Doesn't help us in our title quest, but not letting them win is no small thing.
It's no small thing, Rob, but we were crap. It's Liverpool's worst performance of the season by a mile. By some distance, Man United dragged Liverpool down to their level.
Yeah, they did. We were very, very poor. What, did we have a good last eight? Was it about that? it was dreadful.
I was screaming at 1-1. Just play well for 5 minutes, Liverpool, and you'll fucking win this 3-1. We were so poor.
Yeah, we were very, very poor. I don't quite know why. I know there'll be a lot of talk about Liverpool can't play without Salah now, which is a really boring thing to say, and it's obviously going to be nonsense because there was 10 other lads who just didn't perform on the day. But I don't think it's any coincidence. I think Liverpool are a side that don't like their rhythm being disrupted, and that I think, and the international break was, I think, a factor in this.
Paul, to come over to you on this and on the game as a whole. It is Liverpool's worst performance of the season. You and I basically had a 20 minutes at the start of the second half discussing who should be subbed because they were all crap, and we basically must have named, I would say, 7 of the players who were currently playing on the pitch. And the only reason why we may not have named either of the centre halves is because you don't sub a centre half to bring someone else on. It was amongst the poorest I've seen Liverpool play. I wouldn't just say this season, I'd say this calendar year.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I can't quite get my head around why either. I don't think we're a side that's easily intimidated by occasion or whatnot. So, but the Old Trafford thing, I can't quite get my head around, because it's not just a this year thing. I think we've been under Jurgen Klopp for a while now. We've been good under Jurgen Klopp for a while now, and we haven't really, apart from that Europa League game, done anything here, so it's quite hard to fathom. I thought this would be the year that we turn up and sort of, you know, there's been a lot of perch chat, hasn't there, in the lead up to this game this week, who's on whose perch and whatnot, and Liverpool feel very much like we're back on ours. But yeah, we don't. I mean, I've been coming to Old Trafford for a long time, never seen us win.